Well, the American Girl doll aside, perhaps the most successful item of the holiday season was a nondescript piece of plastic, the gift card. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross has these thoughts on the present that says, "Shop where I think you should shop."
From Walmart to Barnes & Noble, from McDonald's to Neiman Marcus, gift cards were all the rage this year. The National Retail Federation estimated that Americans would buy $17.3 billion in gift cards in the recently ended holiday shopping season. Gift cards save time and mental energy for purchasers who think giving cash is cheesy, but don't want to struggle to choose the right present. For recipients, gift cards ward off the uncomfortable process of receiving and returning unwanted gifts. Retailers love gift cards most of all, in part because they stimulate much-wanted traffic in the post-holiday doldrums of January and February. Still, there are drawbacks. In some cases, a gift card can expire or lose value over time. In all cases, you're essentially lending cash to the retailer today that will be paid back through merchandise next week or next month. Or, if the gift card is misplaced, never. Does Walmart really need us to extend short-term interest-free loans to it? Walking into a store with free money in your pocket is like walking into an all-you-can-eat buffet after fasting. You'll feel psychologically impelled and entitled to consume more than usual. And because neither the $50 Neiman Marcus card nor the $10 Walmart card will go very far on their own, most gift card recipients end up spending more than the initial value. In the trade, this incremental spending is referred to as uplift. Of course, some retail experiences are far more uplifting than others. A core Walmart shopper with a $100 gift card might spend $110 on his next visit, providing a mere $10 of uplift. A Barney's fashion victim, armed with a $100 gift card, might spend $200. Finally, depending on the recipient's self-esteem and level of paranoia, gift cards can seem a wee bit controlling. Give your teenager $50 in cash, and she might blow it on midriff-bearing halter tops at Abercrombie & Fitch. But that J. Crew gift card can be spent only on presentable clothing. For the insecure male on your list, a Brooks Brothers gift card could be a not-so-subtle hint that his shirts are blighted with ugly stains. So a gift card is great, but every moment you don't use it, Walmart or some other giant retailer is collecting interest. When you go to redeem it, chances are you'll end up spending some of your own coin. And it probably reflects the giver's implicit criticism of your poor taste and untrustworthiness. Aren't you glad Christmas is over?
Opinion from Daniel Gross, who writes the Moneybox column for Slate.